You're welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. And as promised, my next guest has many talents. She is an amazing mom to two boys, but she's an actor, a creator, a singer, a comedy writer. It's Rena O'Connor. How are you this morning?
Hello, I'm great. I'm great. Lovely to be here. So nice.
I had to actually look at my list because I'm like, you have a long list of things that you do.
Correct, correct. I have like a list as long as my arm. I think, when you just keep changing the things that you do, especially since I've had kids. Like before I had kids, I was in musical theatre, I was in the West End, I did the Commitments. I did Roddy Doyle's The Commitments, which is such, it was the best thing. I loved doing it. And I did that for 2 years. And then when I had Bubba's, I sort of had to make the decision whether I wanted to stay in the West End or not. So I decided I was going to see or give content creation a go. And I did, and it's going really well.
It's going really well for you. You have loads and loads of followers. Now, Rena, I'm not on TikTok, but I am on Instagram, and I know that you have a lot of followers there. I'm sure you have even more on TikTok. But it's become a full-time job for a lot of people. And it's a reality that people are making money from it. They're going to it for content and for entertainment, and it's a thing now.
Completely. I feel so lucky because I, especially now since I've hit 40, I realize that I never, ever, ever want to leave my house ever again. Like it's my comfort zone. Do you know what I mean? So like, and I realize I never want to step outside my comfort zone. And these days, outside my comfort zone is anywhere outside my kitchen. So it's very nice that I can just create content and work and have a job that is in my house, and I can be creative and I can sing and I can do, the way I want to scratch the itch of all the stuff that I did in the West End that, I can't or I choose not to do anymore. So I can do it from my house. It's great.
But I think a lot of people wonder about things when it's an insular thing, or say it's something that you do at home and or a solo. It's not always solo for you. But where does the inspiration come from then, and where do the ideas crop up?
Complete and utter desperation, I think. A lot of the stuff that I've been doing at the moment actually is really inspired by other creators on the internet in the way, I love being at home and I love house content. I love house and home content, obsessed with it. Like, you follow someone and they all of a sudden they decide to paint their sitting room and you get to go on the journey. You're like, oh God, what paint are they gonna choose? What's the color? Oh God. And then they decide to do a kitchen extension. And then they put in an island, and then they get, one of those glass ceiling things, and you're like, oh my God. And then they put in like a larder, and it's a walk-in larder. And you go in, they have a rows and shelves of jars, and not only are there jars, there are clear jars with labels on them, and their floors are always clean, and there's never toys anywhere. So I love that, but that's not my existence. So I've been doing a lot of just content around that really recently.
You know what I love as well, and I'm actually going to play a clip now. Yourself and Tova, another online creator, one of your besties, you guys do a lot about being a certain kind of parent. So you're always like the new parent, kind of anxious, and then she's like the really relaxed one. She's got her three. So I'm just going to play a clip now of your most recent piece that I love so much.
It's okay. I'll get the disinfectant and the plasters. Deep breathing, deep breathing. Okay. Is it still attached to your body?
Yes.
It's fine. Oh, you want some of my dessert? All of my dessert? Oh, okay, sweetheart. Okay. You want my dessert? No, it's full of caffeine and alcohol, and plus it's really spicy. You'll hate it. It's disgusting. Horrible.
Rena, I would be you. I would be you. I'd be like, oh my God, you've got a cut. This could get infected. How are we going to fix this?
Yes. Somebody get the Savlon quick. Do you know, I have the Savlon spray. I have the Savlon cream. I have all of the things, the Dettol, the whole lot. And I think, as my kids are getting a little bit older now, they're 5 and 8, I'm slowly like morphing into more the veteran mom. But I think because I am the highest anxiety person, I will always and forever be the new mom. Honestly, I don't know why I can't stop the anxiety. But like, I've done the meditation, I've done the whole lot, but it just is what it is.
I think we need to embrace it, even though it's an extremely uncomfortable existence. We'll just embrace it.
Yes,
Rena, what
it is.
about, you're originally from Kerry and you've been in the UK for quite some time. How do you obviously miss it, I'm sure, at times? And how do you kind of, I'm Canadian and I do miss Canada at times, even though I've been here for 25 years. You do kind of, you're split in two in a way.
Oh, you are. Like, I home is home. Like Kerry Tralee is always home. Like this is where I live, but Kerry's home, obviously. I mean, and I'm home all the time. Like I'm always home every half term, we're at home. Every summer, we're at home for at least 2 or 3, maybe sometimes 4 weeks. We spend the time at home. So I'm always there. I wrote a song during lockdown and when we couldn't see family and we were over here. And it was, the song, the line was, "When all this is done, you'll be sick of us." And it's true. They are sick of me. We are always at home. I'm always plaguing my mom and my family to come over. I'm like, "Come on, come on, I'll book the flights now. Come on, when are you coming?" So I love it, and it will always be home. Here, we're here. And it's one of those things as well. Every time we go to Kerry, I'm on, what's it called? On Daft. I'm on Daft.ie going, "That'd be a nice house now, we could get that."
Yeah.
Every, I mean, I know we
Well,
do.
not in
I'm not.
Canada, not in Canada. I actually do because I'm based in Dublin. When I travel outside of Dublin, I go, now there's a nice place in Westmeath, actually. It's near a
Nice.
lake.
Yeah. And have you seen their kitchen? They have an island. You're constantly looking at all the things. We can't not do it. So I'm constantly doing it. Every house that is for sale anywhere near Tralee, I have looked at it. But work-wise, we sort of need to be here, near London. But like, but yeah, your heart is always at home, of course. My
Is he
God.
Irish? Is he Irish? Sorry, I don't know.
Scottish. He's Scottish. He's a Scottish
Ah.
boy. Yeah, and he makes computer games. So we met on it was pre-app dating, but we did meet on internet dating on Guardian Soulmates is where we met on the internet. On an actual website, not an app. It was a website. So that's where we met. Yeah, he's a Scottish boy. Yeah.
Oh my God,
Yeah.
my husband and I were together for so long. We met when like people sent letters by pigeons or something. I don't know.
Can your, this is, I find this so funny. Can your husband and your parents, can they understand each other? Because my
Well,
husband and my mom have no idea what the other one is saying.
oh really? Okay, well,
No idea.
the first few times my husband came back to Canada, it was I had an Aunt Dorothy at the time, and she was like a little firecracker. She was like Sophia from Golden Girls, and she would sit there
I love the Golden Girls.
and she'd have a cigarette and she kind of squint when Tony. Now my husband speaks very like very low, he's very like not mumble at all but very soft
Yeah.
spoken, so she'd have a cigarette and her eyes would kind of go squinty a bit, and then she'd turn to me and she'd go, "What's he saying?" Everyone else can understand him.
Might you look to me for a translation? I'm like the translator. Like it's like they're speaking different languages. They haven't a clue. And my mom would go, "Aha, yeah." And then she'd look at me with like, the desperate wide eyes going, "I don't know what she's saying. I don't know what she's doing with that." No.
It's amazing. So listen, you just did a show la or sorry, Friday night, and it went really well. Like, are you coming here to do shows? Like, I mean, it is a daunting thing to do something different than in, as you say, in your kitchen, like getting on stage, but you're really well received. You just said before we started talking on air that it was so well received. So come here.
I would love to, do you know what? I would love to do Tralee. And I used to work in the cafe in the Cork Opera House. I would love to do the Cork Opera House. And I'd love to do Dublin. I'd love to come.
You can
We need to,
easily do it. You could
I
easily sell
know.
them.
I'd love to come. I would love to come. So I need to get my skates on and start booking something over there.
Excellent. Oh, such a pleasure. I could talk to you forever and ever and ever. Thank you so much for joining us on Today FM. Thank you, Rina.
A pleasure, a pleasure. I'm going back to my kitchen now and I'm imagining the island in there.
Thank you. Thanks.